Chapter 7. Advancing Your ASL Skills. Incorporating idioms and slang into your signing. Incorporating G idioms and slang into your American Sign Language, ASL, repertoire is an essential step in becoming GA more fluent and expressive signer. These colorful expressions add depth, nuance, and cultural context to your conversations, allowing you to connect with the deaf community on a more personal and authentic level. Idioms are phrases or expressions that have a figurative meaning separate from the literal interpretation of the individual words. In ASL, idioms often incorporate specific signs, FACL expressions, and body language to convey their intended meaning. Learning and using these expressions will not only make your signing more engaging but also demonstrate your understanding and appreciation of deaf culture. One common ASL idiom is train go sorry, which is used to express missing an opportunity or being too late. The phrase is signed by using the 1 hand shape, index finger extended, to represent a train, moving it forward in a straight line, and then signing sorry with a disappointed facial expression. By incorporating this idiom into your signing, you can convey a complex concept in a concise and culturally relevant way. Another popular ASL idiom is fish hands. W. Hitch refers to a non-native signer whose movements are choppy, stiff, or unnatural. The phrase is CGNED by holding your hands out in front of you, palms down, and wiggling your fingers to mimic the movement of a fish's fins. When using this idiom, be mindful of the context and your relationship with the person you're describing, as it can be seen as humorous or mildly derogatory. Slang, on the other hand, refers to informal or colloquial expressions that are often specific to a particular group or subculture. In ASL, slang terms can vary depending on factors such as age, region, and social circles. Incorporating slang into your signing can help you connect with younger deaf individuals or demonstrate your familiarity with current trends and popular culture. One example of ASL slang is he sign, biz, which is used to describe someone who is skilled, talented, or impressive in a particular area. The sign is made by extending your index finger and thumb, as if holding a small object, and tapping your chest twice. For instance, if you want to compliment a friend's cooking skills, you might sign, "You're cooking biz." Another slang term that has gained popularity in recent years is T-Roo biz, which is used to express strong agreement or emphasis. The phrase is signed by extending your index finger and touching it to your chin, then moving it forward and down in a quick, decisive motion. This expression is often used in casual conversations or on social media to show support or alignment with a particular statement or idea. When incorporating idioms and slang into your sign-in, it's important to use them appropriately and in the right context. Just like with spoken language, using an idiom or slang term incorrectly or in a formal setting can lead to confusion or awkwardness. Take the time to observe how native signers use these expressions and practice using them in low-stakes situations before incorporating them into your everyday signing. One way to learn ASL idioms and slang is by watching deaf content creators on social media platforms like YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. Many deaf influencers and educators share videos that showcase popular idioms, slang, terms, and their proper usage. By following these creators and studying their content, you can gain exposure to a wide range of expressions and learn how to use them authentically in your own signing. Another valuable resource for learning idioms and slang is the deaf community itself. Attend deaf events, join ASL conversation groups, and engage with deaf individuals in your local community. As you Interact with native signers, pay attention to the idioms and slang terms they use, and don't be IFR. Aid to ask for clarification or examples of how to use them correctly when using idioms and slang. In your signing, be mindful of the fact that these expressions can evolve over time and may have different connotations depending on the context and the individuals involved. If you're unsure about the appropriateness of a particular term or phrase, it's always best to err on the side of caution and ask a trusted deaf friend or mentor for guidance. As you become more comfortable incorporating idioms and slang into your signing, you'll find that your conversations become more dynamic, expressive, and culturally rich. Remember that learning these expressions is an ongoing process, and even native signers are continually updating their vocabulary as new idioms and slang terms emerge. In added on to learning and using established idioms and slang, you can also create your own unique expressions with your deaf friends and family. Inside jokes, shared experiences, and playful wordplay can give rise to new and personalized idioms that reflect your individual relationships and communication styles. Ultimately, incorporating idioms and slang into your signing is about more than just expanding your vocabulary. It's about immersing yourself in the vibrant and ever-evolving culture of the deaf community. By embracing these expressions and using them authentically, you'll not only become a more confident and expressive signer, but also deepen your connection with the deaf individuals in your life. As you continue to learn and practice using ASL idioms and slang, remember to approach the process with humility, curiosity, and a genuine desire to understand and appreciate deaf culture. With time, patience, and a willingness to learn from the deaf community, you'll find that these colorful expressions become a natural and integral part of your signing repertoire. Mastering the art of storytelling in ASL. Storytelling is a cherished tradition in deaf culture, serving as a means of preserving history, sharing experiences, and building connections within the community. As an American Sign Language, ASL, learner, mastering the art of storytelling will not only enhance your language skills but also deepen your understanding and appreciation of deaf culture. By developing your ability to craft engaging and expressive narratives in ASL, you'll be able to connect with deaf individuals on a more profound level and participate fully in the richness of deaf storytelling traditions. One of the key elements of effective storytelling in ASL is the use of facial expressions in body language. In ASL, these non-manual markers are not merely decorative but serve as essential grammatical and emotional components of the language. When telling a story, use your facial expressions to convey the emotions and attitudes of the characters, as well as to indicate the tone and mood of the narrative. For example, raise your eyebrows to show surprise, furrow your brow to express anger or confusion, or smile to convey happiness or amusement. By fully engaging your face and body in the storytelling process, you'll bring your characters and scenes to life, making your story more vivid and memorable. Another crucial aspect of ASL storytelling is the use of classifiers. Classifiers are hand shapes that represent objects, people, or animals and are used to describe their size, shape, location, and movement within the signing space. When telling a story, incorporate classifiers to create a visual representation of the events and characters, allowing your audience to see the story unfold before their eyes. For example, use a vehicle classifier to show a car racing down a highway, or a person classifier to depict a character walking or running. By skillfully manipulating classifiers within the signing space, you'll create a dynamic and engaging storytelling experience for your audience, Pacing and timing are also essential elements of effective ASL storytelling. Just as in spoken languages, the speed and rhythm of your signing can convey important information about the mood, tone, and energy of your story. Use pauses and variations in signing speed to build suspense, highlight key moments, or indicate changes in the narrative flow. For example, slow down your signing to emphasize a particularly poignant or dramatic moment, or speed up to convey a sense of urgency or excitement. By mastering the art of pacing and timing, you'll be able to guide your audience through the emotional landscape of your story, keeping them engaged and invested from beginning to end. Role shifting is another powerful technique in ASL storytelling that allows you to embody different characters and perspectives within your narrative. By shifting your body, facial expressions, and signing style, you can take on the persona of various characters, giving each a distinct voice, and presence in the story. When role shifting, be sure to establish a clear spatial location for each character and maintain consistency in their portrayal throughout the story. Use eye gaze and body orientation to indicate when characters are interacting with each other or with objects in their environment. By effectively role shifting, you'll create a multidimensional storytelling experience that immerses your audience in the world of your narrative. In addition to these technical aspects of ASL storytelling, it's important to select stories that resonate with Deaf culture and experiences. Deaf storytelling traditions often focus on themes of identity, community, and overcoming obstacles in a hearing-dominant world. By choosing stories that reflect these themes, you'll not only demonstrate your understanding of Deaf culture but also create a sense of connection and shared experience with your Deaf audience. Consider adapting traditional Deaf stories, such as the Eighth Story, or the Crab Story, or creating original narratives that explore the unique challenges and triumphs of Deaf individuals. As you develop your ASL storytelling skills, seek out opportunities to learn from Deaf storytellers and participate in storytelling events within the Deaf community. Attend Deaf Storytelling festivals, workshops, or performances, and observe how master storytellers use facial expressions, classifiers, pacing, and role shifting to bring their narratives to life. Don't be afraid to ask for feedback and guidance from Deaf individuals who are experienced in the art of storytelling. By learning from those who have grown up within the Deaf storytelling tradition, you'll gain invaluable insights into the techniques, themes, and cultural nuances that make ASL storytelling such a rich and powerful art form. Practice is key to mastering the art of ASL storytelling. Start by telling short, simple stories and gradually build your skills and confidence over time. Record yourself signing stories and review the footage to identify areas for improvement. Pay attention to your facial expressions, use of classifiers, pacing, and role shifting, and make adjustments as needed to enhance the clarity and impact of your storytelling. As you become more comfortable with the technical aspects of ASL storytelling, challenge yourself to take on more complex narratives and themes, exploring advanced grammar concepts. Exploring advanced grammar concepts in American Sign Language, ASL, is an essential step in progressing from a beginner to an intermediate or advanced level signer. As you delve deeper into the intricacies of ASL structure and syntax, you'll encounter a range of fascinating linguistic features that enrich the expressiveness and clarity of your signing. By mastering essay advanced grammar concepts, you'll be able to convey more complex ideas, emotions, and narratives with greater precision and fluency. One of the most important advanced grammar concepts in ASL is the use of classifiers. Classifiers are handshapes that represent a particular class or category of objects, such as vehicles, animals, or people. They are used to describe the size, shape, location, and movement of these objects in a visually descriptive manner. For example, the bent V handshape can be used as a classifier for a person walking, with the movement of the hand indicating the direction and speed of the person's motion. By incorporating classifiers into your signing, you can paint vivid mental pictures and convey spatial relationships in a way that is unique to the visual spatial nature of ASL. Another crucial aspect of advanced ASL grammar is the use of role shifting, also known as constructed action or dialogue. Role shifting allows you to embody different characters or perspectives within a narrative, using your facial expressions, body language, and signing space to indicate changes in speaker or point of view. For instance, when telling a story about a conversation between two people, you would shift your body and gaze to the left when representing one speaker, and then to the right when representing the other. This technique enables you to create a more engaging and immersive storytelling experience, bringing your narratives to life in a visually compelling way. Advanced ASL grammar also involves the use of more complex sentence structures, such as conditional clauses, relative clauses, and topic comment constructions. Conditional clauses express hypothetical or dependent relationships between two ideas, using signs like if, suppose, or what if. Relative clauses provide additional information about a noun in a sentence, using signs like that, who, or which. Topic comment constructions involve introducing a topic at the beginning of a sentence, followed by one or more comments or elaborations on that topic. By mastering these advanced sentence structures, you'll be able to express more nuanced and sophisticated ideas in ASL, and to understand more complex signed discourse. In addition to these grammatical features, advanced ASLA LSO incorporates a wide range of non-manual markers, such as facial expressions, mouth morphemes, and body shifts. These non-manual markers serve important grammatical and prosodic functions in ASL, such as indicating sentence type, e.g., questions, negation, or emphasis, modifying the meaning of signs, or conveying emotional tone. For example, raised eyebrows and a slightly tilted head can indicate a yes, no question, while a furrowed brow and downturned mouth can convey a negative or disapproving tone. By mastering the use of non-manual markers, you'll be able to express a wider range of meanings and intentions in your signing, and to understand the subtleties and nuances of ASL communication. To further develop your understanding of advanced ASL grammar, consider the following strategy. S. Gamaco study ASL linguistics. Delve into the theoretical foundations of ASL grammar by reading books, articles, or online resources on ASL linguistics. This will provide you with a deeper understanding of the underlying structures and principles that govern the language. Gamaco analyze native signer discourse. Watch videos or observe live conversations of fluent ASL signers, paying close attention to their use of classifiers, role shifting, sentence structures, and non-manual markers. Try to identify and deconstruct these grammatical features in context, and to incorporate them into your own signing practice. Gamaco engage in language exchange. Seek out opportunities to practice your advanced ASL skills with native signers or more experienced learners. Participate in language exchange programs, ASL conversation groups, or deaf community events where you can engage in authentic, meaningful discourse and receive feedback on your use of advanced grammar. Gamaco experiment with storytelling. See Challenge yourself to tell more complex and detailed stories in ASL, incorporating a range of advanced grammatical features such as classifiers, role shifting, and topic comment structures. Practice retelling familiar stories, creating original narratives, or translating stories from written English into ASL. Gamaco seek feedback from ASL experts. Work with ASL teachers, tutors, or deaf language consultants who can provide targeted feedback and guidance on your use of advanced grammar concepts. The why can help you identify areas for improvement, offer tips and strategies for mastering specific grammatical features, and provide models of effective ASL communication. As you explore advanced grammar concepts in ASL, remember that mastery takes time, practice, and persistent effort. Embrace the challenge of learning these complex linguistic features as an opportunity for growth and deeper engagement with the language and culture of the deaf community. By continually pushing yourself to incorporate advanced grammar into your signing, you'll not only expand your expressive and receptive skills, but also gain a richer appreciation for the beauty, creativity, and power of ASL as a unique and vibrant language. Moreover, as you delve into advanced ASL grammar, it's important to approach your learning with a spirit of humility, openness, and respect for the deaf community and its language. Recognize that ASL is not simply a manual code for English, but a distinct and complex language with its own grammatical rules, cultural norms, and historical roots. By engaging with advanced grammar concepts in a culturally sensitive and linguistically informed manner, you demonstrate your commitment to understanding and honoring the richness and diversity of deaf experiences and perspectives. Ultimately, exploring advanced grammar concepts in ASL is a rewarding and transformative journey that will deepen your connection to the language, culture, and community of deaf signers. By embracing the challenges and joys of this ongoing learning process, you'll not only enhance your linguistic proficiency, but also cultivate a greater sense of empathy, insight, and appreciation for the incredible human capacity for communication and connection across all modes and modalities of language. Developing receptive skills for understanding native signers. Developing receptive skills is a critical component of becoming a proficient American Sign Language (ASL) user. Receptive skills refer to your ability to understand and comprehend ASL when it is being signed to you by native signers or other proficient users. While it's common for beginners to focus heavily on their expressive skills or the IR ability to produce signs and convey meaning, it's equally important to cultivate strong receptive skills. By developing your ability to understand native signers, you'll be able to engage in more meaningful conversations, follow along with ASL content, and fully immerse yourself in the language of ND culture. One of the key challenges in developing receptive skills is the speed and fluency of native signers. When you're first starting out, it can be overwhelming to try to keep up with the rapid hand movements, facial expressions, and spatial grammar used by experienced signers. Native signers often sign at a much faster pace than beginners are used to, and they may use more complex vocabulary, idioms, and cultural references that are unfamiliar to newcomers. This can lead to frustration and a feeling of being lost or left behind in conversations. To overcome this challenge, it's important to expose yourself to a wide range of native signing as early and often as possible. This means seeking out opportunities to watch and observe native signers in action, whether through in-person interactions, online videos, or ASL media. The more exposure you have to native signing, the more your brain will begin to adapt to the speed, rhythm, and patterns of the language. Over time, you'll Mind that you're able to catch more and more of what is being signed, even if you don't understand every single word or phrase. Another important aspect of developing receptive skills is learning to say context and visual cues to infer meaning. In ASL, meaning is conveyed not just through individual signs but also through facial expressions, body language, and the use of space and directionality. By paying attention to these visual cues, you can often deduce the overall message or intent of a signer, even if you don't catch every sign. This is similar to how we use context and nonverbal cues to understand spoken language, even when we don't hear every word clearly. To practice using context and visual cues, try watching ASL videos or conversations without sound or captions, and see how much you can understand based on the visual information alone. Then, watch the same content with sound or captions and compare your understanding. This exercise can help train your brain to rely more on visual input and to make connections between signs, facial expressions, and body language. Another strategy for improving receptive skills is to break down longer passages or conversations into small, blurred chunks. When you're watching a native signer, try to focus on one sentence or idea at a time, rather than trying to understand everything at once. If you miss something, don't get discouraged, Gamako. Just keep watching and see if you can pick up on the main points or themes. You can always go back and re-watch sections that were unclear or ask for clarification from the signer or a teacher. It's also helpful to practice active listening and watching when engaging with native signers. This means giving the signer your full attention, maintaining eye contact, and showing that you are engaged and interested in what they are saying. Avoid the temptation to interrupt or ask for repetition too far frequently, as this can disrupt the flow of the conversation and make it harder for you to follow along. Instead, try to use contextual cues and visual information to fill in any gaps in your understanding. As you work on developing your receptive skills, it's important to be patient and kind with yourself. Learning to understand native signers takes time and practice, and it's normal to feel overwhelmed or discouraged at times. Remember that every little bit of progress counts and that even small improvements in your comprehension can make a big difference in your overall language proficiency. One way to stay motivated and track your progress is to set specific goals for your receptive skill development. For example, you might aim to watch a certain number of ASL videos or engage in a certain number of conversations with native signers each week. You can also keep a language learning journal where you reflect on your experiences, note any new vocabulary or phrases you've learned, and celebrate your successes along the way. Another helpful strategy is to seek out feedback and guidance from more experienced signers or ASL teachers. They can provide valuable insights into the nuances of native signing, offer tips for improving your comprehension, and help you identify areas where you may need additional practice or support. Don't be afraid to ask questions or seek clarification when needed, Gamako. Most signers are happy to help and support learners in their language journey. In addition to seeking out feedback and guidance, there are also many resources available to help you develop your receptive skills. These include Gamako ASL dictionaries and vocabulary resources that can help you build your understanding of individual signs and phrases, Gamako ASL video libraries and online e-courses that provide exposure to a wide range of native signing styles and topics, Gamako ASL Practic e-groups or language exchange programs that allow you to engage with other learners and native signers in a supportive environment, Gamako Deaf events and social gatherings that provide opportunities to Immerse yourself in the language and culture and interact with native signers in real-world contexts. By taking advantage of these resources and consistently practicing your receptive skills, you'll gradually build your ability to understand and engage with native signers. Over time, you'll find you're able to follow along with conversations more easily, catch more of the nuances and subtleties of the language, and feel more confident and comfortable in your interactions with the deaf community. Developing strong receptive skills is a critical component of becoming a proficient and culturally competent ASL user. By exposing yourself to a wide range of native signing, using context and visual cues to infer meaning, breaking down longer passages into smaller chunks, practicing active listening and watching, setting specific goals, seeking out feedback and guidance, and taking advantage of available resources, you can gradually build your ability to understand and engage with native signers. With time, practice, and patience, you'll be well on your way to becoming a confident and skilled ASL communicator. Preparing for ASL proficiency exams and certifications. Preparing for American Sign Language, ASL, proficiency exams and certifications is an important step for those who wish to demonstrate their language skills and qualify for professional opportunities in fields such as interpreting, education, or social services. These assessments, which typically involve a combination of receptive and expressive tasks, can be challenging even for experienced signers. However, with proper planning, targeted practice, and a strategic approach, you can increase your chances of success and achieve the scores or certifications you need to advance your career or personal goals. The first step in preparing for an ASL proficiency exam or certification is to familiarize yourself with the specific requirements and format of the assessment you'll be taking. Different exams, such as the Sign Language Proficiency Interview, SLPI, the American Sign Language Proficiency Interview, AS, LPI, or the Educational Interpreter Performance Assessment, EIPA, have unique structures, scoring systems, and content areas. By reviewing the exam guidelines, sample questions, and performance expectations, you can gain a clearer understanding of what skills and knowledge you'll need to demonstrate on test day. Once you have a solid grasp of the exam requirements, create a study plan that focuses on your areas of weakness and aligns with the specific demands of the assessment. If you struggle with receptive skills, for example, prioritize activities that expose you to a wide range of signing styles, dialects, and vocabulary. Watch deaf-created content, such as vlogs, news programs, or educational videos, and practice comprehending the main ideas and details of each message. If expressive skills are a challenge, focus on activities that allow you to sign for extended periods, such as giving presentations, participating in debates, or teaching mini-lessons to friends or study partners. In addition to targeting your areas of weakness, it's important to practice the specific tasks and question types that you'll encounter on the exam. Many ASL proficiency assessments include components such as Gamma Co receptive multiple choice questions that test your ability to comprehend signed messages and select the most appropriate response or interpretation. Gamma Co expressive prompts that require you to sign about a given topic, scenario, or experience, demonstrating your ability to convey ideas clearly and coherently. Gamma Co interactive tasks that involve participating in a conversation or role play with a native signer, showcasing your ability to understand and respond appropriately in real time. To build your skills and confidence in these areas, seek out practice materials that mimic the format and content of your chosen exam. Many assessment organizations offer official study GUIDs, practice tests, or online courses that can help you familiarize yourself with the types of KSTIANs and tasks you'll face. Additionally, consider forming a study group with other ASL learners who are preparing for the same exam, as this can provide a supportive environment for practicing, giving feedback, and holding each other accountable. As you practice for the exam, pay close attention to your language use and aim to incorporate a wide range of vocabulary, grammatical structures, and narrative techniques. Proficiency assessments often evaluate your ability to express ideas with fluency, accuracy, and complexity. So challenge yourself to move beyond basic signs and sentences and experiment with more advanced linguistic features such as gamma co-role shifting and perspective taking to convey multiple characters or viewpoints in a story, gamma co-classifiers and descriptive signs to provide visual detail and spatial information, gamma co-non-manual markers, such as facial expressions and body language, to convey tone, emphasis, and grammatical information, gamma co-timing, pacing, and pausing to create a natural and engaging flow of ideas. By incorporating these elements into your practice sessions, you'll develop a more sophisticated and expressive signing style that can help you stand out on exam day. In the weeks and days leading up to the exam, prioritize self-care and manage your stress levels to ensure that you're in the best possible mental and physical state for the assessment. Get plenty of sleep, eat well, and engage in activities that help you relax and recharge, such as exercise, meditation, or spending time with loved ones. On the day of the exam, arrive early, take deep breaths, and trust in the preparation you've done. Pursuing higher education and career opportunities in ASL. Pursuing higher education and career opportunities in American Sign Language, ASL, can be a rewarding and fulfilling path for those passionate about the language and the deaf community. As the demand for skilled ASL interpreters, educators, and advocates continues to grow, there are numerous avenues for individuals to turn their love for ASL into a successful and meaningful career. One of the most popular career paths for ASL enthusiasts is becoming a professional interpreter. ASL interpreters play a crucial role in facilitating communication between deaf and hearing individuals in various settings, such as schools, hospitals, legal proceedings, and community events. 2. Become a certified interpreter. Individuals must complete a rigorous training program and pass a national certification exam administered by the Registry of Interpreters for the Deaf, RID, interpreter training programs are offered at many colleges and universities across the United States, typically at the associate's or bachelor's degree level. These programs provide students with a comprehensive education in ASL linguistics, deaf culture, interpreting theory and practice, and ethical considerations. In addition to coursework, students gain hands-on experience through practicums and internships, working alongside experienced interpreters in real-world settings. Upon completing an interpreter training program, graduates can pursue certification through the RID. The organization offers several certification options, including the National Interpreter Certification, NIC, which is recognized as the gold standard for professional interpreters. Certified interpreters can find work in a variety of settings, including educational institutions, government agencies, healthcare facilities, and private businesses. Another exciting career path for ASL enthusiasts is becoming an ASL educator. As the popularity of ASL as a second language continues to grow, there is an increasing demand for qualified ASL teachers at all levels, from elementary schools to colleges and universities. ASLE. Educators not only teach the language but also serve as cultural ambassadors, helping students understand and appreciate Deaf culture and history. To become an ASL educator, individuals typically need to earn at least a bachelor's degree in ASL, Deaf studies, or related field. Many aspiring teachers also pursue graduate degrees in education or linguistics to deepen their knowledge and enhance THIR teaching skills. In addition to academic qualifications, ASL educators should have native or NEAR native fluency in the language and a strong understanding of Deaf culture. Beyond teaching in TRA, additional classroom settings, ASL educators can also find opportunities in community education programs, online learning platforms, and corporate training initiatives. Some educators may also choose to develop their own curriculum materials, textbooks, or digital resources to support ASL learners and instructors worldwide. For those interested in advancing deaf rights and accessibility, a career in advocacy or nonprofit work may be a fulfilling choice. Organizations such as the National Association of the Deaf, NAD, and local deaf advocacy groups work tirelessly to promote the civil rights of deaf individuals, ensure equal access to education and employment, and raise awareness about deaf culture and ASL. Advocacy roles may involve lobbying for policy changes, developing community outreach programs, or creating educational resources to promote understanding and inclusion. Individuals pursuing these careers often have a strong background in ASL, deaf studies, and social justice issues, as well as excellent communication and leadership skills. In addition to these specific career paths, ASL proficiency can be a valuable asset in many other fields, such as social work, counseling, and healthcare. Professionals who can communicate effectively with deaf clients and patients are in high demand, as they can help bridge the gap between the deaf and hearing communities and ensure that everyone receives equitable access to services and support. For those considering higher education and career opportunities in ASL, it's essential to start by building a strong foundation in the language and immersing oneself in deaf culture. Take advantage of local ASL classes, workshops, and events to improve your skills and connect with the deaf community. Consider pursuing a formal degree program in ASL, deaf studies, or a related field to gain a comprehensive understanding of the language in its cultural context. As you explore potential career paths, seek out mentorship and guidance from experienced professionals in your field of interest. Attend conferences, join professional organizations, and participate in networking events to learn more about the opportunities available and to make valuable connections within the ASL community. Continuing your lifelong journey of ASL learning. Learning American Sign Language, ASL, is a lifelong journey that extends far beyond the classroom or the achievement of a particular level of proficiency. As you progress in your ASL studies and engage with the deaf community, you'll find that there is always more to learn, discover, and approach it about this rich and complex language and culture. Embracing the idea of continuous learning and growth is essential to becoming not only a skilled ASL user but also a committed ally and advocate for the deaf community. One of the most important aspects of continuing your ASL journey is maintaining a consistent practice routine. Just like any other skill, your signing abilities will improve with regular use and exposure. Set aside dedicated time each day or week to practice your ASL, whether it's through reviewing vocabulary, watching deaf media, or engaging in conversation with deaf individuals or other ASL learners. Consistency is key, and even short practice sessions can add up over our time to significant gains in your language proficiency. As you continue to learn and practice ASL, seek out opportunities to challenge yourself and expand your language skills. Move beyond basic vocabulary and grammar and delve into more advanced concepts, such as idiomatic expressions, classify, RS, and storytelling techniques. Attend workshops or classes that focus on specific aspects of ASL, such as medical or legal interpreting, or explore the use of ASL in creative fields like poetry or theater. By continually pushing yourself to learn and grow, you'll not only enhance your language skills, but also deepen your understanding and appreciation of the complexity and beauty of ASL. Engaging with the deaf community is another essential aspect of continuing your ASL journey. Attend deaf events, participate in deaf organizations, and seek out opportunities to interact with deaf individuals in authentic, real-world settings. These experiences will not only provide you with valuable language practice but also help you develop a more nuanced understanding of deaf culture, history, and LIVED experiences. As you build relationships within the deaf community, you'll gain insights and perspectives that can't be found in any textbook or classroom. In addition to in-person engagement, take advantage of the vast array of online resources available to ASL learners. Follow Deaf Content Creators on social media platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, and immerse yourself in the vibrant online deaf community. Watch ASL vlogs, tutorials, and short films, and participate in online discussions and forums related to ASL and deaf culture. By leveraging the power of technology, you see and continue learning and growing as an ASL user even if you don't have access to a large deaf community in your local area. As you progress in your ASL journey, consider giving back to the community by sharing your knowledge and skills with others. Volunteer to teach ASL classes at local schools or community centers, or offer to tutor newer ASL learners who are just starting out. By sharing your passion for ASL and supporting others in their language learning journeys, you'll not only reinforce your own understanding of the language but also contribute to the growth and vitality of the ASL learning community. Another important aspect of continuing your ASL journey is staying informed about issues and developments affecting the deaf community. Keep up with news and events related to deaf rights, education, and advocacy, and seek out opportunities to support and amplify deaf voices at ND lectures or workshops led by deaf leaders and experts, and read books and articles written by deaf authors and scholars. By staying engaged with the broader deaf community and its concerns, you'll develop a more holistic and informed perspective on the language and culture you are studying, as you continue to learn and grow as an ASL user. Embrace the idea that making mistakes is a natural and necessary part of the language learning process. Don't be afraid to take risks, try new things, and step outside your comfort zone. When you encounter challenges or setbacks, approach them with a growth mindset and a willingness to learn and adapt. Seek out feedback and guidance from deaf individuals and more experienced ASL users, and use their insights to refine and improve your language skills. Over time,